All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
I guess it does sometimes. At least on nights like this.
Mm-hmm. Tied in with your emotions of some sort?
No. I don't have any particular emotions about anything that's going on this evening. It's just natural.
And the lightning?
I see what you did there.
Sometimes.
It's just natural.
Doesn't it follow yours?
Natural.
Natural.
Follow my what?
You do it.
No? Hmm. I suppose she probably has the ability to do so.
Well, if I survive, then I shall have to give it some thought. But you'll forgive me if right now I remain focused.
I still don't understand what your mission is.
Those are on the front of the keeper. They can only point somehow. You can see.
I'm on front.
Yeah, you're on the top. You're firing the cat thing, so.
Yeah.
If it gets your attention, I'll let you know. Anyway, Brunson sees Theon and a single, thin, probably human. Can't see her clearly.
Is she barefoot?
Walking down the road. Which is really kind of a muddy, almost stream at this point.
Towards the keep?
Toward the keep. And the goblins have stopped shooting at him.
Okay. Wow, she must be tough.
So
she killed all those goblins herself.
Two more goblin
catapults. Coming in! With
and one Azor catapult. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. 14.
Okay. It hit your shot hits very near to where the other catapult was. Takes out several goblins and may have done more damage to the catapult itself, but doesn't hit one of the other two catapults. One of their two shots lands on the platform next to you. 1 to 2 on a D8, you're within the blast radius. Yes. Saving throw versus spell, dex bonus applies.
Let's see. 6 plus... what's my... I have 16 dex, what's my bonus? Mm-hmm. 1, 7, my favorite spell is 10, but I also have 1 for my rogue, 1 for my ring. Oh, but the first blast to shred my phantom armor, I would have 10.
As good as it gets?
Yep.
Okay, 8 points of damage.
It's not bad, but I don't want
any more. And, the catapult was smothered over by flames, but not damaged beyond use. So it took a little bit of damage, but they hold up really well because they're not actually real.
Okay.
Came over, bro.
And they have walked to the 100-yard mark out front, which means they're still just outside the light. However, are you keeping your container light covered?
Unless...
You said it was in your pouch.
Yeah, you put it in your pouch, but you could uncover it, which would allow the party to see you coming.
Yeah, I'll uncover it.
Well, I was calling out...
Unless she's...
Theon's approaching the keep of the woman.
Okay.
They seem to be leisurely walking.
Okay, so you have been warned, all right? So you... light it up. Now you can see the previously described woman. A little flashy in her dress, obviously.
Oh, look, you found one of my coins.
Okay. And then at roughly 100 yards from the front wall of the keep, she says, she yells out in common as quite loudly above the rain. And so Brunson hears it. Bezor hears it. Dimwood would not hear it. Charlotte would not hear it because you're inside the big tower. Janny would hear it. And she yells, I'm here!
Who?
The woman.
Oh, okay.
When she yells, I'm here, all the badgers perk up and they all run away. including the one you were trying to befriend.
I'm going to scream.
Okay. And both your snakes and the other animals kind of cower, hide inside your clothing. So.
Where do the badgers run to? Like,
out the keep, over the rubble, and gone.
Would I be able to follow them?
Yeah, but not as fast as they can go because they're.
Used I don't to care. I'm going.
Okay.
I see one in.
On the detector. Roll door.
All right. So she jumps up, and his family go over the rubble. Now you do realize that there's goblins out there as well. So you're potentially running into the enemy.
We are trading the druid for our lives. That's good.
Apparently so.
I don't want to lose a badger.
Okay, so you're going to trade?
You have two snakes.
I'd rather die than lose a badger.
You have yourself. Entire menagerie already.
I'd rather die than lose a badger.
Then I can just summon again tomorrow.
That's true. You can summon badgers again tomorrow. Don't forget.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. As soon as you get your spell back, right? Or whatever you summon. You can summon an animal every day if you wanted to.
Okay.
Now that you have the spell.
You could summon it just to snuggle with
it. You think it might come back at some point?
It summons a wild badger.
By all rights, it shouldn't have run away. But you heard her yell, I'm here, and then it ran away, which makes you wonder what happened.
Well, I'm definitely going to go towards
the where it came from, because
I'm going to be upset.
Okay. Now I'm mad. Now she's mad.
No, I'm mad.
Uh-oh.
She's got the jerk gene in her.
All right.
Angry genie.
So you run toward the front gate. Okay. As you run toward the front gate, you sense, you get a feeling in the back of your mind that someone is there that's dangerous, but at the same time, like, you feel urged to do something about it. It's nothing that you've ever felt before. Okay?
It's an evil druid.
I'm still upset.
All right.
Yeah, evil druid.
She continues to stroll forward. Yeah. And at roughly 50 yards, she's in plain daylight from the second coin. You see it plainly laying on the ground if you wanted to pick it up.
Sure.
So you see Theon walk away from her, go over, pick up the other coin. Then he comes back.
So Theon, 20 gold.
I still don't understand why you want my druid.
I think she wants me.
Oh?
And you don't plan on returning our druid to us at any point?
Oh, no. I'm going to probably kill her. But that'll be up to her.
And how do you know her in the first place?
I don't.
Have you heard of her somewhere?
Nope.
You just know we have one?
Yep.
And how so?
You love that time
nature.
In life?
This is the way.
And why do you plan to kill her?
Do you know the way?
That'll be up to her.
You do not know the way. He does not know the way.
As a sacrifice?
No. When druids progress in power, they battle for position. Apparently, she has just progressed in power sufficiently to battle. And nature has alerted me to her presence.
So you want to fight me?
Oh, I know. You.
Yes.
And if you lose, what is our trade?
If I lose, and it is a battle to the death, I will be dead. I can trade you nothing.
Oh, challenge to death.
If so, it's not a battle to the death, and we fight non-lethally, then at least you won't have to deal with me, and I can try to dissuade Chieftain Underwear from wiping you out.
Well, now that I know...
There's no lie, Chieftain Underwear.
Chieftain Underwear is a smart...
Now that I know...
Something must be...
Hey. Captain Underpants is a very formidable opponent. This battle obviously has to happen. You told me this in the first place, and not
I'm sure he's a brown skin.
As if you just wished to murder her.
Brown skin goblin.
I probably would have called you right to her. Understandably.
It's completely within my purview to kill her.
It is. Though, also, you are walking into our team. For now.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, they say, and you don't own it. You don't possess it, at least not for much longer.
But we do right now. And
only if you're willing to, and by this point you're about 20 yards from the gate, only if you're willing to pay for every inch of it with your blood.
We've paid for it so far.
I'm calling back and I don't think she's a friend!
How many losses have you taken?
I wasn't counting. None of our party.
How many are you willing to take? Doesn't really matter anyway. That's not on the line. The Kest estate goes to King Underwear when Chieftain Underwear when he wants it.
Well,
that's predetermined.
As far as you facing off with a druid, I can't stop you, though I would prefer it to be at least fair.
Nature will determine whether or not it's fair.
Well, I
that means
behest you not tamper with her judgment.
Tommy, I will make a program illusion when I cast six levels.
And that would
make
be
a program illusion. But when the goblins,
same would be true for
the goblins trying to take the keep.
Where is this woman?
Massive meteor falls from the sky, as large as I can make. A beholder or something.
You okay. Took
Janny steps
my
starts yelling at
badgers.
Can I hear what's going on?
That's right.
It's so unlikely that I'm even gonna hit with this guy.
What?
5%.
Good luck. That right there, old druid, would be your match.
I want to go.
I guess I'll.
I know enough not to think you small.
I guess I'll fire again.
Okay. You realize that basically nature is pushing you to fight this person, and that it's part of your advancing in your class. It's part of your life. You have to fight.
Yeah.
I'll explain a little bit more in a second, but go ahead, would you?
14.
Okay.
You take the badgers.
It takes out a few more goblins, but does not hit another catapult.
Thing is so useless.
It's killing goblins. Okay. Anyway, so here's the thing. Once you reach 8th level, you have to fight another druid every level to go up from then on.
And if you don't, you go back a level and you have to do it all over again.
You don't win.
You start from
right. If you don't, you lose all of your druid abilities permanently. If you do and you lose, you go back to the bottom of the previous level, which would be the bottom of the 7th level. If you do and you win, you keep going. Okay? Here's the problem. You've made 8th level and need to train for 8th level. You haven't even made 8th level. So, actually, she's got to be 8th level, because that's where it starts at, which means she's going to have an advantage. If you fight her, she's going to have an advantage. She's tougher than you are.
And I also use...
Would I know anything about this?
Just a little bit. Just enough to know. I mean, you have theology training, so you just enough to know that's what they do. And
so I can't. Like, do I know whether or not I can tamper with it?
If you do, nature will take her powers away.
Ooh.
At least after they believe.
Even
nobody ever tampers with it, because normally it's done in a, you know, either in a dark ritual or something like that, or it's done out of prying eyes. You're not sure how exactly they facilitate it being private. You've never actually seen it.
You can imagine Miss Janie.
Or read about it.
And then she loses her powers.
Anyway, so you could try at her and say, but I'm not, I haven't actually been doing training.
Bro,
and see if she'll let you get off.
What?
But that would just mean you'd go finish your training and then find her when she's not ready. So, whether or not she'll do that.
Magic
was sent to
Janny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She took my badges away from me.
Dude.
That's why I'm running up Sobo.
That was a perfect strategy.
I'll fight you. I don't care. I just want my badges back.
I don't know anything about that.
You scared him off.
Now die.
So this woods will be friends to whoever wins this battle.
Shadow just seeps.
Oh. Right. Oh, so basically, you get to take my badgers if I lose this battle. Can I at least get my spells back? Because I only used that last time, and I wasn't sure if we spent the night here or not. Because I don't... Should I be able to get my spells back?
But you didn't spend the night since last time. Last time we started 1 minute after last session, so anything you used in the battle has been used.
Actually, a moment is technically considered many seconds.
Just have 1 minute after the battle.
Dan, I think Tommy metagamed the crap out of this encounter.
Why?
Because you figured out, all Brunson has to do is magic missile Janny, so then the other druid will lose all the powers because we're helping her. And then Janny just whoops her butt.
Yeah. Please,
no, I'm sure it won't, but it's going to be part of my...
Alright, anyway.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
She says, you've said enough. Step forward.
What's worst case scenario? She's got to find another group at
Hold up, let me think about this. I'm not saying no, I just got
it. I know, and I said forward today. I'm deliberating within myself.
Yeah, I gotta think about what I had at the moment. Wait, did she take my items if I lose? Did she take my stuff?
If you know.
If you lose, she'll kill you.
Well, no, technically, like, it could be just... Yeah, we have to determine if it's gonna be to the death or not.
You might want to bring that up now, then.
Yeah, I was going to tell her, like, I don't want to fight to the death.
I'm pretty sure death is the default setting.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
Because we can fight to the death, and we don't want to die.
You don't want to fight to the death.
Because I don't want to kill her.
Many before her.
She said, because I don't want to kill her.
She says, I'm not sure that I'm in danger of that, but I agree. We'll fight non-lethally. I mean, as far as weapons are concerned, if a spell kills you, that's not my fault.
So, I know this kind of sounds, like, kind of cheap, but when we're done, you want to go over some spells, see if we can, like, help each other.
I would do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
I like that. It's perfectly druidic.
After we fight... Nearly to the death, you want to scrapbook to each other?
I forgot what most of these items do.
Most of these items do?
Yeah, because I have the Glass of the Cosmos, I don't remember what the Black Marble did. I didn't actually look.
My castle never maybe
gun. Oh, some of the items are like right here and then they go down.
If you don't know what it does, you probably can't use it.
Well, I know what some of them does. I just don't have them all memorized because I don't have the stuff with me. Because I was supposed to bring my tiny little white cards because it told me what they did. I know what the Ring of Arachnids does, I think, sort of.
Okay, that's not going to be useful.
Charlie's going to be a beast. He's going to be the champion of the season. Yeah.
What happened to you? Oh, the Raven's got a couple of mountains. Let's see if we can lucky enough to find her in the morning, shall we? Please? You know, I'd like to at least have some advantage when I go to fight her. I mean, she seems nice. At least she's agreeing to, like, let us go over.
She's just leading a charge of a goblin army on her.
Yeah, she's... Not bad, but at least she's gonna let us go over my spells afterwards to learn to see
nice.
If, like, you know.
She's just...
Juridic.
Neutral.
Hey, is there a Unearth Arcana?
Yes. In that bag. Okay. Yeah. About ready
to go. Found a merge. It's at halftime, so...
Okay.
Oh, the Feather of the Ancients is like some fire thing. I forgot about that. And then the Bone Mask is to hide your identity from those around you, but if you attack them, then they'll see you, and it'll lose its stuff.
That's right, that makes you look like a member of the race of those that you're not.
Yep.
Okay, so...
I know what the Orb of Lightning does. That's going to be pretty useful.
Look at
Umbrella.
But if I use too much of it, or if it absorbs too much, it'll die.
Like, how disappointing.
And it'll explode. It'll burst.
You're talking about
I'll create a burst of lightning.
Yeah. You guys want to play on my bench? I want to play on my bench. Everything else is like fire below.
I don't know what the blast is. The Cosmos
thing. I don't feel like most people would watch this kind of stuff. Like, we're going to watch two druids fight, and, you know, we're going to gather in some arena type thing.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
In the one corner, we got Warlord of the Goblins. In the other corner, we got a small little girl. Place your bets.
10 gold on the small one.
Okay, now it's not in the way, so you're going to use
the
power.
The Ranger?
The Glass of the Cosmos.
Oh.
I think it has to be a scroll.
Hey, sister, I don't care. I need money.
I'm going to have to bring those each time. You're going to write them down on your curse sheet or keep them with your curse sheet or something?
I might have wrote it down.
Well, if you die and she takes it from you, or if you knock out and takes it, then you won't have to let anymore.
You guys better not let her take my stuff. Hey.
They won't be able to anything about
children,
it.
Children, don't let her take my stuff.
This is like law of nature or something.
Yeah, this is like law of nature stuff, dude. We can't do nothing.
Am I allowed to put some of my stuff back?
If I put down a solid fog spell,
your little hold whatever you don't want to bring to the fight.
Since it says any creature attempting to move through solid fog,
I don't even know what she has.
With the rest at a rate of 1 foot per 1 inch.
I don't think anything else on the earth is going to be a
difference. Yeah, 1 foot per 1 inch of normal movement rate per round.
They were holding it. I think
that means
want
the goblins would blow up before they made it through the wall, the solid fog.
You have to fuse with it.
Can you break this every
time? Oh, the fuses are going to be lit if they're in the air, right?
Who?
Oh, right. From the catapult.
Yeah.
You make that tall?
So if you want to bring it to the fighting, you meet up with Doom,
okay,
and hold your items, whatever you don't want to bring.
You can make that tall. Yeah, probably.
It's a two cubic inch per level of caster, so it's going to be 14 inches tall.
That's pretty good.
Do I think the catapults are going over that?
Nope, probably not. So you could make a wall of solid fog that would stop the catapults from pelting the keep.
It'd be my only use of this spell ever.
Yeah. That's pretty harsh.
Until I found it again.
Considering they haven't done all that much damage with it.
They've killed mercenaries.
That's true, they have.
I'm going to let you know some things before we start.
So as far as you asked the question whether you could leave things out of the theory, you could leave anything with anybody you want.
Okay, so I'm going...
you don't want to have on you when you fight her, you can leave it out.
Okay, so let me... I'm definitely giving my book bag to one of my brothers and all my animals. Because
well,
I'm not trying to.
Here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Jake's
good luck with that.
You can't give it to Dimmer because he's on the boat.
What if you wait a little bit?
I'm the only one out there.
Yeah, Theon's pretty close.
It looks like she wants to wait. It looks like she wants to run to
the I know. I'll just give it to her. Or him.
Oh.
I'm going to use.
Theon's the only one who's literally.
Doesn't the Ring of Arachnids, like.
He'll be safe there.
I trust the thief, okay?
I trust the thief.
I like it's your first and last mistake.
But if I
most
find
of the
out
I never trusted were thieves.
I find out that he takes
some
much stuff.
Before she loses the door.
Alright.
Doesn't the Ring of Arachnids summon like spiders and stuff? I wasn't sure on that, because I looked at the thing, but I didn't get the whole...
Isn't it the spell spell one?
Yeah, I thought that was a spell-slinging one. I think that one thief took it, stole it.
No, I got it back.
She got that, though.
And it was
the... retreat, but she didn't bring the cards.
No, I mean that one thief.
Can she only wear two
menstruals? Oh, I got that ring back. The unicorn found it.
She only wear two menstruals.
Oh, okay.
No, you can wear like a touch fingers. Every other finger. So you can have three on a hand. One. Skip one. Two.
Can you wear one on your thumb?
So you can wear, yeah. So you can wear six rings.
Imagine how weird adventures like walking around with six different rings.
Not many people do that.
What?
Mages, but they don't use weapons.
They all look like Tom Brady walking around with the six
I'm definitely.
Go ahead, attack me, go ahead!
I'm definitely gonna use the Orb of Lightning. That's definitely something I'm going
to
use.
Besides
that, I'm going to use the Oak Leaf for my first time. Because that old lady gave me one Oak Leaf.
That was a good time, yeah.
Yeah, because it's gonna boost at least one of my spells.
It's a tough fight.
And
what are you at in health?
Health wise, 56. Well, that's.
Because you're standing right next to resident clerk.
I don't know if those would go away or not. It was like.
Probably not. Not if you got them in the last session.
I'm basically out of spells. Like.
I know for sure.
I'm out of spells too.
So. Fionn!
She's hurt. She wants to be healed before she fights the druid.
Please!
Two of them are a lot of hassle.
Ooh, I have fear.
Because if I die, most likely you guys will be taken over by goblins.
Well, they were planning on evacuating anyway, but...
Yeah, we were set up to evacuate.
How much do you hurt?
Just...
Here's down to her. Annoyed that he has to...
Yep.
11, 6, and 4.
We are leaving.
At 45 out of 50.
What's my minimum?
Let's see.
You said it was 2 last time.
2.
Okay. I need a pencil. Does anybody have a pencil I can use?
I'll steal Jenny's. Jenny, I saw your pencil for...
Okay.
No, that's a pencil.
I'll give it back.
22.
Okay, then I'm good. Alright, here you go.
Probably still need this.
Yeah. Wait, I wonder if she's got psionics. I could psionic crush her.
Probably not.
I could psionic blast her.
You could ask her.
Yeah, you could do that while you're fighting.
That would show a lot of prowess as a druid.
You know, I don't think she'd answer if she has psionics or not.
No. She probably would not.
It's probably something you should just surprise her.
Like she's impatiently waiting for you to
I'm sorry.
Out your pockets and look like a little kid that's getting all your toys put away.
For the record, this is child abuse and now we're going to see
this is also a bigger animal.
Yeah, I plan on doing that. I don't want you
to accidentally kill
me. Mason Rudolph that's being hit by...
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about the hand.
Hey, I was going to anyways. I planned on it. I wasn't going to have my animals die because I have to fight a druid. Anyways, I'm going to use the Lord of Lightning and that cloak that what's-his-name gave me. To protect me, like, 2 damage, I think, or 2 plus 2 or
maybe
something.
Plus 2 credits on your character.
Yeah, right there. I'm going to have the oak leaf, so that if I need to, I can strengthen one of my spells. And I'm going to carry my invisible sling and my magic staff. I'm not going to use the scythe.
Okay.
That's it.
And everything else is staying out?
Yeah, everything else is going back.
Okay.
I'm scared. I don't like that.
Alright, so you put all your stuff down by the gate and tell Theon to look after it, whatever, and your little snakes curl around getting your backpack and stuff.
I'm definitely gonna have to tell a chipmunk to run off, really. You know, go find somewhere, because I don't want him getting eaten or anything.
Okay.
And then the wolf has to stay in the gates. He's gonna come out and try to fight if I don't.
You can't do anything but sit there and keep shooting my busted up catapult.
Alright.
Really busted up.
Yeah, that's about it. Is there any other, like, is there anything else that usually they talk about, like if there's a certain rule?
You could ask her about what, you know, if. If you defeat her or if she defeats you, if you keep, you know, do you take her stuff?
Replace the matrix when he's fighting all the listeners.
Like if you died,
I might die. But imagine how many who
gets your stuff. Your friends.
That's how I picture when he fights them. They're like a horde of Eric.
My friends.
Then you might want to clarify that with her.
I mean, I'm not gonna die. She said, "I mean, the only way I could die is her magic."
Yeah, if you call lightning or she calls lightning.
I'm gonna call lightning on her first.
Well, you can try.
Anyways,
stay low and then call lightning so you can make sure you go there.
So I gotta clarify 2 things before we start.
Okay.
If we die or if we get severely injured and we can't like carry any of our stuff, I think our thing should go to our people because you know.
Agree.
And how many times have you done this before? Have you, like, failed one and then went back up to 8th level, or is this your first time, too?
This can't be.
Well, this is my first time.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
You're not lying, are you? I mean, I'm just asking out curiosity. Pure curiosity. I'm not judging. I mean...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was a nice conversation.
Step forward.
You done, my girl?
I I kind of don't want to do that.
You're still standing in the gate of the keep, and she's standing outside.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. All right, as soon as she steps forward, there's a thin line of, it looks like electricity that comes down from the sky, and it spreads like light, and it it kind of becomes a radius around them, and the rain stops where they are. And so to you, it looks like there's a circle of no rain, and the two of them disappear.
Oh!
Is the circle still, like, there?
Correct.
Dope.
So you can see where the fight is taking place, but you do not see them.
So I kind of want to try and touch it.
Okay. You can put your hand in it. It feels dry.
Danny loses all her powers.
Oh,
dang it, Theon! One job!
Wait. I gotta ask you one more thing. So, if my people interfere and I lose my powers, are you gonna take it easy?
She says the time for talking is over.
Oh.
And,
okay.
Now, above you, the sky is the same, mm-hmm. but in here, it's not physically raining.
So would I still be able to use...
Just call lightning is still possible.
Okay.
You may roll initiative.
Ooh. Roll the purple one! Purple! Yes!
I got five.
Okay. So, it missed a fire initiative because both of you can do spells with fire initiative. She raises her hand to the sky and a bolt of lightning comes down and streaks toward you.
Ooh, she's going big.
Your call lightning spell leaps to the fore of your mind. You release it?
Yep.
The lightning that's coming toward you dissipates into the sky and there's no damage.
Counter spell.
That's cool.
However, that was your only spell for the round.
And she lost her call lightning.
Correct. Your call lightning spell.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
Okay?
At least I didn't take
She has you on initiative. So,
you said her sign makes it.
So, do we roll again?
No, she's very well.
Oh.
Just you guys both did a spell.
Whoa. How will you defend? Against my psionic attack.
She has a sling, and she's going to throw the sling at you. You're about 45 yards, which is short range. The first shot misses. Are you slinging back?
Yes.
Okay.
My invisible sling and my magic bullets, which is plus two each or plus one, I think.
Track of them, so you know what you got.
Plus one hit, plus one damage.
Okay. So roll to hit.
13, which would be plus 1, which is 15, and then...
Oh, man.
6.
Okay. I'll get the blaster mentally.
She's not sure if that's a good idea, because that's not a good thing.
Oh, it's not? So would that be against the rules?
Not sure. Again, this is your first time doing this, so...
I don't want to go ahead and cause something and then I lose my power.
So far you're winning. You hit her and she didn't hit you.
That's true.
Imagine if Face had to do this.
You can pull that out if it looks like you're going to lose. Also, do bear in mind that sling damage is real damage, not subdual. You cannot make sling damage subdual.
You're not supposed to use...
Melee you can do, but non... Anyway, she slings back at you a second shot, and she hits.
Did I get a second shot?
Oh, you wouldn't do that wrong anyway.
So you hit for 4 points of damage.
Can I at least know how much health she has? It helps me out to know.
Yes, and that's why you can't know.
Alright, ahead of Obama.
You may take your second shot.
Yes. Hold up. Oh my.
That's a miss. Alright. And that was, you guys did miss the fire in that round, so now we go to a new round.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
What do you want?
Five.
Okay. So you have five? Alright. So
which would be six.
So we're in missile fire. Okay. And she throws a spell at you. Do you have slumber in memory?
Slumber, yes.
You do have it in memory? Okay, so you can counter spell slumber if you choose.
Okay.
Probably should.
You always like counter spell to
your
spells like
everything. No, during the match.
Oh, she probably tried slumber me.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could counter spell a slumber with sleep if I have enough.
So does it affect her? Or is it... Oh, it just stops it?
Stop hers, yeah. If she'd gone first, then you can stop hers. If you go first, then she can stop yours, assuming you have the same spell and memory. But if you don't have the same spell and memory, then there's no stopping it.
So she did try slumbering me.
Yep.
That's not fair.
Okay. And then, so we're slinging. Her first shot is a miss.
It's like a slinging counter
spell. Was that a 7?
It was a 7,
and then I got plus 1, which is 8.
The 8. Your backer right now is... Okay. You have a dex bonus, too.
My dex is 16.
Yeah, so that's another 6 points.
So I'd be 9
total, and your current Thaco at 7th level...
You can bust on that one, right?
16. Which means you hit AC 7. That's not quite good enough. That's close. And you're going to need a 9 to hit with that one. Okay. And then she slings again. And she'll hit for 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And you hit like with a 9. Exactly.
But then I got a 9 last time. You just said I get plus 1 plus dex. And then
that's plus 9 plus 1 plus dex makes 11, which is what you need.
Okay.
So
I took into account that.
You probably like the hammer.
Wrong. Last time you rolled a 7.
The long sword.
Plus 1.
It's a good one.
It's easy to learn.
Wait, that'd be plus 2 because it's plus 1 for my invisible sling and my bullets.
Just gun.
Yeah.
So then that'd be 8.
Okay, the first time was actually.
And then that would have been plus another 1 because the last time.
Yep.
Because you like
slings. Alright. And that ends the round. Okay, you guys are still standing at 25 yards.
I'm not getting closer.
Are you sure? The sling will kill you. If you fight with staffs, then you agree to fight subdual damage. So when you push each other with the staff, you won't be killing each other.
Alright, I'll get closer, I guess.
It's up to you. I'm just saying.
I'll get 15.
You don't want to go until it looks like it's working, then go in. You don't want to finish it from range, is what I'm saying. If you finish it from range, I mean somebody's dying.
Would 15 be good enough? Good enough? Or should I get closer?
Yeah. If you're going to use your staff, you have to go to me. And then she'll be using her staff, and then you guys agreed to fight with subdual. But the sling bullets are not subdual. There's no way to make them subdual.
Then that's fine. So I agree.
You don't have to do it now. I'm just telling you. All right, roll initiative.
Plus 1.
Okay, so 5. You have initiative, and you're in missile fire. What do you want to do?
I want to make them subdual. Just shoot each other in the back.
Could you please bend over?
What?
I was talking around.
Do
you have a spell you want to use in missile fire?
Yes, I do, but I gotta think about it for a second. Because if she has it, she could do the same thing.
She can stop it, correct. If she uses her spell to stop it, she won't cast another spell this round.
I was gonna try getting closer, by the way.
No, you can't do that during missile fire. That's during normal melee. Well, this is when you can do it. You can do a spell, and that's only because you're a druid.
So if I cast withdraw, how much would it take me to get closer to her? Or I could...
Yeah, if you cast withdraw inside the withdraw, you could get closer to her.
Okay.
Of course, if she has withdraw, then she'll just go inside the withdraw with you.
Yeah, and then it would just be on.
Right, and
then you can withdraw.
It would be a dream within a dream.
Right, or
she
withdraw.
Can stop it.
I'll cast withdraw. The other
okay, she uses her withdraw and stops it.
Okay. She can't spell.
And you have. You're first.
What?
You're first. You have initiative.
Oh.
So you can sling if that's what you want to do.
Oh, sure. Where did...
Right. You can still advance summon melee. That's a miss.
Super double withdrawal.
And she missed.
Counterspell.
Your turn again.
Counterspell.
14.
That's a hit.
Plus 2 is 6.
Okay. All right. And then we go to... She's got one more.
And then her strength blonde spikes
up. And she hit. Exactly.
Super jammy.
And she did 5 points damage.
How are you doing there, buddy? So far, so good.
Hanging in there. They're both hanging in there.
Sure.
Okay? Now, then you go to melee, and you can close some. You won't be able to get all the way to her because you use your sling. But if she chooses to close too, but then you also both don't have weapons out yet.
We wouldn't be able to run with our staff.
You can move your staff, but you don't currently have it out. Get it out now, and then stay here, and then next round.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That's not the plan. In fact, she sees you do that, she'll do that too. She's got her stack out as well. Right? So we're going to be here next round. It'll be less lethal. And you may roll this one.
6 plus 1 is 7.
Okay. You have a square.
So I have my staff out, or do I have to do that and then...
You drew it last round, you have your staff out, so but we're in missile fire right now, so the only thing, the only options are use a spell or attack her from range. If you don't attack her from range this round, you'll be able to completely close with her and attack her at the end of the round with your staff.
Blurry people's spell.
Okay. And she does not stop it.
That's good and bad.
So you,
she's not going to be able to see me straight.
And you become hazy.
And now she's going to throw magic at you.
So you look blurry.
Or she doesn't care and she wants to use your own spell.
Okay. Okay. You said 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's she's only 1 second behind you, so I'm going to go and she'll do her spell now, and then you can sling. That's what you choose to do.
Okay.
Do I get a bunch of catapult shots to do this?
No, not a bunch.
Well, you guys got me rooting for me.
Less than the one.
I'm on a boat.
They're in a withdrawal, dude.
They're in a withdrawal.
Okay, I didn't know they were in a withdrawal.
Yeah, so 1 second is one round.
It's like a...
Okay. So what's going to happen is suddenly they're going to come out and one of the two of them is going to be laying on the ground unconscious.
Okay. The lights and one's dead.
I'm not dead because
hopefully
we're
not
just,
dead. We're hoping not to be dead.
Yeah, law and order.
We're both hoping not to be dead.
I mean, as long as we knock one of the others out, you basically win. As long as you
then when the lights are around, move back. You'll just be counting on her to stop you from dying, or vice versa.
I mean, I would. It's fair.
I got you. Let's just see. Okay.
James like.
You don't have faith in me.
Oh, okay. So it was just she tried to spell, which you do not have in memory. 99% sure.
Well, she said she didn't
want to
fight to the death, and she's
good at
it.
Thanks to you, the saving throw versus spell, wisdom bonus applies.
Don't worry about
this. 20 high.
15. Yeah, I got the
rest. Okay. So you do not feel affected.
No, it's
not
temporary.
And then your turn in missile fire. You can fire with your sling. If you fire with your sling, if you fire both times with your sling, then you won't be able to advance to her this round. If you fire one time, you'll still be able to advance to her this round.
I think I'll just shoot sling because if she advances, then I'll have a better chance. So.
That's gonna
Are you using your magical bullets?
Yeah.
Yes, she
is. Oh. Yeah.
Then
nice.
She will hit you. For 3 points.
How's the crafting?
That pretty well levels the playing field now. I think we're almost even.
You just kind of.
Okay.
Just scaling
and then your second shot?
For certain items.
What do you find out?
My turn. Plus
one.
I want to go so bad.
There's not much to go
on.
Okay. You keep that on the boards you have, right?
Yeah.
That is.
Sure, I did that 6 times.
Yep, 6 times.
He played with 4, which means.
Yeah. I have one magic bullet left.
I think it's
okay, and she's firing her last shot at this round.
It's
on
the
final. And she will miss by 1.
No, it was 67%.
Actually, no, I have the 8. I have 8 of them. Just one of them was like used once, and
okay.
I found it in the bottom.
Yeah, okay, so you've got 2 left still.
Okay.
Next round. Okay. New round? Alright, well, you can advance a little.
I'll do it.
Okay, she does the same. Now you're not immediately yet, you're still about 15 yards apart.
You can jump on the monster's back.
And then initially.
Which is not going for a little bit while one beats it.
Yeah. What's your
damage?
I got 1.
With plus dex is 2, right? Okay, she beats you on initiative.
The game looks like it reminds me kind of Shadow of the Monster. Shadow of the Monster. You have to like go search out
your blurry.
And then, like,
yeah, you
find
do.
A special way to defeat them.
Kinda, yeah.
No, oh, you're doing this as if this is you, huh?
Yeah. That's how you have to.
They're like wyvern size usually.
So she's.
Some of them get that big though.
Okay, we're gonna try this. Alright, so she throws a spell at you. Do you have a light spell in memory? I don't think so.
Light?
An actual light spell?
No, I never got a light spell.
Okay. Well, she might know something you don't. So, saving throw versus spell.
Behind you.
19.
Made it. Okay, so it goes off behind you instead of on you.
Yeah,
but it gets right where you are.
Oh, Oh, jeez. So I'm going to try avoiding that.
Yeah. You just did.
I'm saying, like, avoiding me behind me, and she might be able to find out where I, like,
okay.
No, like, she's going to cast on your eyes, and then...
She was trying to cast on your eyes.
Blind me. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
that's cool. Right.
Okay. And then it's over there. Initiative.
Except for Brunson.
No. Brunson. Your initiative now.
Oh, okay. Right
to your eyeball.
I don't know if I want to... Is the grass tall?
Not really.
If I have multiple coins,
I'm gonna summon snakes.
Just get a little coin shooter gun.
Alright. Takes a couple minutes for them to appear.
No.
A couple of minutes. Yeah. Your will be faster. Okay. She does not stop it. She doesn't have a spell to stop it. Plus, she already did the next round. So, alright, and then we can do slingshots.
Great.
She missed. She hit. 3 points.
Come on, Janny. Put her down.
She's getting a lot of little marks on her character sheet over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you put a shot on the side.
12 plus 1.
Damage.
She's got a magical staff, too.
Eight.
Ooh, that's a lot. Every one of your shots has been really hard. Like, she's real high on her damage every time. Starting to hurt now. Okay.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
She's got her last shot. And she hit.
I need 30,000.
And she did 4 points.
I need 30,000.
Wait, you mind if I add this up real quick before you continue?
Go ahead.
Okay. Plus, you said 4?
Correct.
I need 29,000.
Okay, so that's...
8, 13, 16, 19, 23. You're down 23. So you're at 33.
You need
80
minus
10%. Okay. And then after you guys missile fired that round, you can both close, and if you do, you'll be in melee.
That's fine.
You only got $18.
And,
I got my magic stuff with me, because I'm... Oh.
Just got a break.
5 plus 1 is 6.
It's simultaneous.
That may have been.
So you have to decide what you're going to do, not knowing what she's going to do, and it's going to be at the same time. So that means that you can't counterspell unless you hold back. Like if you say, oh, I'm not going to go right away, I'm going to hold back to see what she does, then you could potentially counterspell if it's something you have in memory.
I will.
Then the same thing would be true for her.
I was just looking at GameStop to see if I can use her.
I'll wait.
Okay. You're at melee distance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she, during missile fire, she, with a flick of her wrist, triggers a spell. Do you have flaming scimitar in memory?
Oh.
I had it.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
She's still got a magical staff.
So she has the staff, but then she also summons the scimitar.
Oh, wait, I forgot. I got the orb of lightning. I haven't been... Wouldn't
I
be able to absorb that?
Because
I thought I was supposed to absorb
some... Probably absorbs electricity, I guess.
Oh, you can absorb her, call lightning, and then call lightning her. That would be awesome!
Except that...
Probably blow up.
They countered it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay,
Aaron?
So then we're going to...
It's for Xbox One, 1575.
What did I just say?
Wait, she has Flaming Scimitar.
Alright, she's on the Flaming Scimitar. So then you can still do a spell during missile fire if you want, if there's something else you wanted to do. Also, just for the record, the orb would trigger during missile fire. Everything you've done so far has been during missile fire. So you would have had to give up doing damage to her to try the orb. Or...
Ooh, that wouldn't be
dodging things like that.
So I'm guessing if I use bark skin, I'd probably burn, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's still.
No, bark skin would be good. Why would that not be good?
I mean, bark kind of burns, you know.
It's more susceptible to flames, but it's still armor. It's still going to protect you from damage. Okay, and she can't stop it because she already did the spell to throw. That was a good call.
And you had your blurry person call up, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your defense up.
Yeah. Okay, and then, alright, so now we're in melee, still goes in the order of initiative, she goes first with the staff. She hit. It hits hard. 10 points of damage. And it's non-lethal, which means it's 10 points of damage, but only 3 of it's real.
Oh, so technically,
you just put
minus 7 non-real.
Right.
And then 3 real.
Right. Just so when you go to 0, you'll still go unconscious.
I just put minus 3 here.
Yeah. Okay. Right, and it's okay.
Well, I guess I'm going.
You guys are swinging and parrying and thrusting with the staffs now.
Yeah, basically, you know, I guess I'm going to try attacking her with my magic staff. Wouldn't that be this though?
Yep.
17.
I'm sure that's a hit.
And so this?
Is this, which staff is this?
Hold on, it's the magic staff, I'm pretty sure. That's a quarter staff.
Is that a
quarter
staff? No,
yeah,
Jimmy.
It's that one.
Oh, yeah, I think that's plus 2.
Plus 2.
I'm pretty sure it's D6.
I gotta find what I'm gonna name the gutter speed sword I bought.
I might have not wrote that one down.
Yeah, it's like a black
hammer. I'm pretty sure
it's like a
hammer.
Sounds
like
it'll
be pretty soft. Are you talking
about the curing stuff?
Yeah.
It's a lot more
meaningful. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I probably wrote it where the animals are.
So D6 plus 2.
Cube.
Same one as the
other. Oh.
So that's 4.
People
and then,
under.
Of which one is real?
Fell out my fingers.
Doesn't change. Okay. Four. So one is real.
Here you go. Fireball. Not bad.
Here, right next
to me. 28.
Okay, at the end of the round, she gets a free attack with the flaming scimitar.
Can I try, like, triggering that? Or no?
No, because you've already cast a spell this round.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 3-1.
I can't block.
Yeah, you're trying to block, obviously.
Okay.
And she missed anyway. Okay, you go to initiative. You're engaged immediately with her. She's looking pretty beat up.
Jenny, no joke.
Okay. What'd you get?
3.
Okay, she got 4. Alright, so missile fire.
Oh, wait, we're doing missile fire this close?
Yeah, well, it's missile fire initiative always comes before melee initiative.
Did you guys
she's not going to missile fire, but she can use a druid spell during missile fire.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's triggering a spell. Do you have to kill that wounds in memory?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's triggering a kill that wounds. Do you want to counter it? Okay.
Wait, she's trying to kill herself. That would cancel out both of them.
Correct.
Do you have a spell?
Then I can't heal her later if she needs it, or if I need it.
You could also use yourself right now.
Yeah, you could let her heal herself and use it on yourself.
Then I'll do that.
And, but then that comes to down to whether or not you think you're going to roll higher than that.
Doesn't matter, I'll go for it.
To risk.
Okay.
So you're going to let her get her spell off and then you're going to do one on yourself? Or you're going to counter her, so those are your options pretty much.
Be here in the turn!
Unless you want to do a different spell completely.
I could.
You could ignore and let her heal yourself. And then
Well, first off, that's going to help me, like, see her more, and that's... that's a defense spell.
What does it do?
I don't know, it's an X.
She's got a level 4 X that she doesn't know what it does.
Can I try seeing if I might have to do a Cure Serious Wound?
I said I wouldn't kill you in
what?
The fight.
Can I see if it's Cure Serious Wound?
Sure, it would be Cure Wounds, not Cure Serious Wounds.
There is Cure Serious Wounds.
Just hold the guy by his ankle over.
No, Cure Serious is 4 level.
Really? I thought it was just Cure Light Wounds, Cure Wounds.
I die.
Savage.
Cure Light is 1st level. No healing on 2nd level. So Cure Serious is 3rd level, actually. There's no healing on 2nd level.
So wait,
Cure Defensive Force.
There's no Cure Wounds on 2nd level. Just aid.
Could I try, yeah, just let her heal. And I'll heal myself, too, because we're probably going to need it.
Okay, so you're going to heal yourself this round?
Yeah.
Well, right. I'm going to D8 add that 200 points.
This?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that's a D10.
Oh,
puns.
So you get 200 points back. Yep.
Shoves a pipe through someone that impales them into a steam vent, so shoot out steam and let off
steam.
Right now, your minimum is 3, actually, so you get 3
instead
of 2. That was a
good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So I could just technically erase the minus 3.
It's very quippy.
For the...
It has to make a character like that.
Because...
Okay. And then we're in melee.
Alright.
I got this. And she has you on initiative, though, this round. So she's tapping this back. And she hit. This stuff hits hard, if you know that. 12 points.
He's beginning to think that melee with her was a bad idea. Only
I'm going to try and back up.
Yeah.
Which
is
yeah.
Real.
Nine non-real, three real.
Play together then?
Nine real or...
Three real. Nine
okay,
non-real.
So then... Plus nine. Yeah. Minus three.
Oh, yeah, 41 minutes.
Yeah. How much are you at? How much hit points are you down now? So we're down
36.
12 more. 35. 42. Yeah. Right? Because you have this 7 here also. 16,
19, 23, 42. I thought the non-real go away.
They do eventually, but not during this fight. So that's how you get knocked unconscious without dying, because you have non-real damage. That's the subdued damage. So you're at 12, what did you just say?
That's 10.
42?
14.
You're at 14. Ooh, it's going to be close. But it's your turn. You can attack her.
Attack her. Do something.
I kind of want to back up, because...
You could do that as well. I try.
Or by lightning her.
There are only 21
would I be able to use that?
And,
or would that not be melee?
It comes with adapters for
try.
USB.
Really should
never done this before.
I'm going to try
it. Never were trained as a druid, so no real knowledge.
I'm going to try it.
Okay. Well, while you've been using your staff, which I'm assuming it was put away, at least like tucked in your robes or something. So you'd have to pull it out. What was your initiative?
It was
three.
It was three.
She was one under her.
Here you go.
Yeah. Okay. So you could get it out this round. You could not actually use it this round.
It's like that
squirrel. But I feel like I won't do
that. You can try, but she could try to hit you as well. So you'll still be parrying.
Can I try triggering a spell?
You just use Cure Light this round, so you can't do another spell.
No, but you can download it when you get home, right?
I am going to...
Downloads or whatever.
There's nothing around that I can entangle her with.
Yeah, there's no trees, no bushes, just grass and the road. Yeah, you could trigger it and see if it would like slow her feet down or things like that if you want to try that. But she also might have one in memory too.
I'm gonna move away and then 1 second.
Oh, she used the spell this round too. No, you can't do it right now because
I mean that's why I'm gonna try to move away. So that's like next round I probably
go to something.
Okay,
you forgot two of them.
I really gotta figure this out because I don't really have many attacks left.
Yep, you're probably not with she, but she probably has a little bit more than you do because she's actually 8th level.
So if I beat this, would I be at 9th?
No.
Oh.
You just won't go down to the bottom of 7th.
So I just stay at 8th.
Correct.
You get an experience in the fight or something.
Yeah.
All you have to do is try to win the judge's decision. Oh wait, this ain't...
Bide your time. Okay, there we go.
I thought this was possible.
So, anyway... All you know is, are you trying to back up?
Yes.
All right. So then she's going to take the scimitar swat on you, or try to. And she will hit this time. For a whopping 3 points of damage.
I'm 11.
She's at 11.
Dan,
yes.
I think we can pray real quick for dinner so the rest of us can just eat.
Sure. Let's do that. Father, bless this food. Heal us of our infirmities. Thank you for letting us have this time together. Lord, pray that you'll intervene on behalf of our boiler pump tomorrow that can be taken care of and comfort those of us who've had recent losses and strengthen us to do the work of the kingdom. Bless this food to nourish our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, get your grub.
Yeah, eat now or forever hold your appetite. You're all right. We'll finish up. Make sure a bowl of meatball stew gets to arm. Okay.
Matter of fact, I'll get you one right.
She already attacked. I got minus three.
Yes, you're listen. So we're through. And now you're back up out of range.
Yeah.
So she can pursue you this round, but unless she wins initiative, she won't be able to get to you in time to stop you from doing something. But if she wins initiative, she could still charge up and attack you. Roll initiative.
I'm really worried.
think it's meant to be tense. That's the way it's designed. Okay. She did beat you on initiative. In missile fire.
Oh, wait, did the snakes come in yet?
Nope.
What?
I'm scared. She's only down to 12.
No, you're 2 and you have automatic. Instantaneous spell has been notified.
Not always, the snakes haven't come in yet.
They take time to arrive.
So do they like come into the light?
This is what you get for being like the most busted spellcasting class.
Yeah. There's a price to pay for everything. Your amazing abilities cost this. Okay.
My amazing abilities only cost the same.
You know what I'm saying? I'm responsible to a higher power, and you have to fight other dudes. And you don't know your spell. That's how busted your class. Because you cast spells in missile fire. Instantaneous.
Yep. Nobody else did it.
Advantage over every other spellcasting class.
Imagine.
Welcome. Hope you like this.
So long.
Yeah, she's hanging on.
But do
this should be this or that should be last round ever guess.
This is last one.
Oh, they're both down pretty
much.
I
don't know.
I
heard
that topic
for
technically, I've never
used
my
life. Dude, that was phased all the time.
You don't have to fight other people.
No, I just have to do a lot more work.
Yeah, you go up levels really fast.
Okay. Oh.
I don't think
so, Missile Fire, she's going to cast Summon Insects. Do you have Summon Insects in memory?
Oh.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So insects,
oh, be so bad
insects swarm you and begin to bite you and nip you and stuff like that.
There goes all of your spellcasting for the next.
She casts instantaneously.
If you survive it,
she casts instantaneously.
She doesn't have to concentrate.
Could I try like using a common spell?
She's not you.
Could I try using the seeing if that X might be able to help? You said it's supposed to be a defense spell.
It is a defensive spell.
Who is it?
I want to try using it, but I don't know what to trigger it with.
Yeah, you have to. You need it to defend against something specific, and if it's not bugs, it's not going to work.
What if it's physical attacks?
I need that
technique.
Huh?
Try it.
Anyway, so you're trying to trigger it?
Yes.
Never mind, that will be your only spell action.
I don't want to die.
The spell triggers, and the insects are kept at bay, basically. They're still trying to get at you, but they're violent.
Protection from aminals.
That's kind of high. Is that what that is?
So.
No.
Attack from insects?
What?
There is a fourth level spell.
Get some free gold.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life, 4, Toledo.
It charges, I think that's called Repel Insects.
Nice!
Okay. Try to write that down.
Nature, you need it.
Definitely, right now.
That probably would have been because it's a point of damage guaranteed every round, and you wouldn't be able to cast spells unless you win initiative versus the swarm, so.
Okay. Right.
She probably would have got you.
Can I use my sling?
Okay. So now.
I don't know
anything
more.
So what was your spell again? She had 5.
I had 3.
Okay. So she drew her spell in 5, then she could still. Neither one of you had your slings out. You had your staff and your orb. And she had her sling. She had her staff and her flaming scimitar.
I could probably use the orb.
You need to carry.
Sure.
Chase that out.
The orb with light?
No, flaming scimitar.
Sherry made
almost a druidic staple.
I gave you all the spells I had, so you technically would have gotten.
Yeah, on your list.
Okay.
I think you had it. Concentration sugar.
She's gonna close with you. Go back to melee.
No.
Which means you would have time to try to use the orb before she can attack you.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I really need to get
it. Right. So
you're
basically trying to shoot electricity.
Yes, I'm gonna try using all my force into this.
Okay. So you go. You got your staff. And you go. Like your electricity shoots out of the orb, and it hits her in the shoulder, and it plays across her, and it makes her hair stand up, but she seems to be otherwise unaffected.
Oh!
And then she steps up in your face with her quarterstaff and tries to biff you.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
Did
she make a save?
It looked like she made her save. It looked like she had protection from lightning.
No, she had protection from lightning.
Oh, no, you know what? It's, she must be like a druid of storms, so the storm follows her. So,
seven
she
points.
Has a magic item that gives her that protection.
What is a druid?
Thank you,
storms?
Whoever got this for me.
Well, it has to be. It has to be something specific. I don't know. I've never, like,
is Jenny losing?
She's really pressing the limit. She's now at
almost three or four.
She's at four.
Kitchen sink time.
You have no cure lights left. You have a minor heal.
I have minor heal. Yes.
So you could try that.
Yeah, I'll do
invoke
that.
Death hamster.
And you didn't use the spell this round.
No.
Your minor heal.
More than she'll
get. No, you did use it. You use your opponent's house. So you need to win initiative this round and get your minor heal off if possible.
I'm not gonna win initiative.
Death hamster, go for the jumping.
And she does not get her free attack with the friendly scimitar because she did not begin the round immediately. So then we go to initiative.
Did you get a free attack with friendly scimitar?
If you know what you're doing.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, I
she's
got
proficient
so lucky.
With specialized.
It's just trained.
I got 7.
Okay, that means you win initiative.
So
you can use your minor heal. That's
yes.
Your best chance as far
yes.
As to not to
yes.
Boost your hit points.
Oh,
anyway.
Man.
Real
yes. Unless you have something that can take her out.
I would try to use the Orb of Lightning after I do my
heal. So
you don't feel very confident that that's going to work, considering last time it didn't hurt her at all.
Probably
yeah.
Not. But yeah, I'm definitely going to use that. Isn't it D6?
Minor heal is D6. Yep, roll high. Minimum's 3 anyway, though.
5.
So you're 5 points, right? She did not stop you, by the way. She does not have minor heal.
That would suck.
Did you give her a bolt?
Yeah, I now have 9 hit points.
Just don't
whip me.
Yeah.
I use my sling at some point. Wait, no, I don't have it out.
It's a
melee.
Hitting you with her staff, she has only done less than 9 hit points one time. So, don't get hit by that staff.
I need to get away. I need to get away.
She's tough.
There is no away.
You won initiative. We're still in missile fire. You did your spell. So you could...
I'm going to try to
you can't missile fire her because she's closed with you.
If only it works that way. That would have been epic.
So we're going to have to go to Mila and you're going to have to hit her and hope that she goes down before you do.
She
about what you got,
yes.
Alright, you might
don't miss.
You might have to roll 3 and see which one's rolls higher.
Sure, go ahead. But when the time comes, you say, this is the one, that's the one. You tell me before you roll it. This soup is awesome, Jenny. Of course, it is also, other than chicken noodle soup, the first solid food I've eaten in 2.5 days, so.
Stew. Mine was just a bowl of
what's the highest I
can
roll?
Meatballs.
Do you get the juice?
No. So I need a.
What's the difference between a soup and a stew?
Oh, wait, I'm not rolling for these.
Thickness?
I'm rolling for broth.
You're
going to
roll a d20
so
and you should need a 9.
Maybe with the broth.
Okay, okay. This is the one. This is the one.
Okay, this is it. This is what really matters. Hit hot. Hit big.
Come on, Jay.
Wait, let me roll these a few times too. I really need my luck. I really need my luck. I really need it.
So superstitious.
This is the one. This is the one. 5. Plus 1 is 6. Oh wait, yeah, plus 2, 7. Please let her go down. Please
murder,
let her go
murder,
down.
Murder,
please.
Murder,
please.
And stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.